KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, it's clear and 37 degrees in Atlantic. We look for skies to be mostly sunny here today with a high of 65. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent, Dish Network, and DirecTV satellite systems dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. In state news, the 150 members of the Iowa House and Senate return to the State House later today for what could be the final week of the 2012 legislative session. Legislators need to make final decisions on a more than $6 billion state spending plan, as well as iron out the details of a wide-ranging tax plan. Jeff Boyink, the governor's chief of staff, doesn't expect it to happen quickly.
I still think we're looking at Friday as a best case.
Senate Democratic leader Mike Gronsdahl says the framework is coming together that should lead to the conclusion of the 2012 legislative session sometime this week.
I'm feeling like we'll be able to wind this thing down pretty easily.
House Speaker Craig Paulson, a Republican from Hiawatha, is equally upbeat.
I think we continue to get closer together. I remain optimistic that we can get done in a relatively short time frame. I don't know whether that's 2 days or five or whatever the number ends up being, but I think we're definitely in that window.
The tax plan that seems to be coming together includes an ever-expanding list of proposals, from a reduction in commercial property tax rates that Republican Governor Terry Branstad wants to the tax break for low-income Iowans with Senate Democrats that they want. The top Democrat in the legislature is striking a conciliatory tone.
People of good faith are working together, trying to find common ground. We see some of the truth of what the governor says is important, and I think they understand that we have strong beliefs about what we see as important. So I'm just trying to keep everybody working together and looking for common ground and compromise.
Governor Branstad hails the part of the agreement that will limit the link between home values and the value of farmland, which is based on a formula that calculates both the assessed value of the farmland and the value of the crops grown on it.
There's a realization that we cannot just continue to fail to act on something that would result in massive increases in property taxes because of the way the productivity formula works and the fact that residential is tied to it. And without action, we would see considerable impact.
The wide-ranging tax plan also would address a change in the way some equipment in the telecommunications industry is taxed, and it would change the property tax assessments for apartments and condos so they'd be subject to lower residential property tax rates instead of far higher commercial property tax rates. The overall reduction in commercial property tax rates would not apply to businesses located in so-called tax increment financing or TIF districts either, a move that significantly reduces the amount of commercial property that would be covered. That's not Branstad's first choice, but the governor's chief of staff said Branstad is willing to make the concession in order to get some reduction in the commercial property taxes.
Perfect is always going to get in the way of getting something done. And so from our perspective, the governor's perspective, we want to make a start, however that start looks, and a significant start on dealing with commercial industrial property taxes. And I think the framework that we've developed working with the House and the Senate will get us there.
There was a glitch in the legislature's computer system last Thursday afternoon, prompting the House to delay action until this week on a key bill that redesigns the way mental health services are delivered to poor Iowans. Legislators also need to strike a final deal on education reform before the work of the 2012 session concludes. News time is 8:03.
Hi, this is Jesse with the TV Store in Atlantic, your local Dish-authorized retailer. Do you want high-definition and DVR service on all your TVs in your home? Now you can with the Hopper system from Dish. With the Hopper system, you can watch three live high-definition programs and one recorded event, all at the same time, all in HD. The system also includes Primetime Anytime, which will record all four major networks in HD from 7 to 10 p.m. automatically and store the information for 8 days, so you'll never miss your favorite program, even if the show broadcasts at a different time than usual. Stop by the TV Store, 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic, to see a live demonstration of how the Hopper system can work for you. As always, we do our own installations and service what we sell. You can also get information by calling the TV Store at 712-243-3032. Limited time offer, subject to change without notice, regarding capacity limit in selection markets. Hopper available with qualifying HD packages, hardware and programming sold separately. Other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Teachers from Nebraska and Iowa will be among those honored this week by President Barack Obama. The 2012 National Teacher of the Year and state finalists will attend a reception today with Jill Biden, wife of Vice President Joe Biden, at the U.S. Naval Observatory. Festivities continue tomorrow when Obama speaks to them at the Rose Garden. The national award is given to the State Teacher of the Year. The finalist from Nebraska is Louisa Palomo Hare from Liberty Elementary in Omaha, while Iowa's finalist is Charity Campbell, a physical education teacher at the Norwalk Middle School. A candlelight vigil will be held tomorrow in Davenport in honor of a bullied Iowa teen who committed suicide. 14-year-old Kenneth Weishen Jr. of Primgar died April 15th of what the O'Brien County Sheriff's Office has described only as a self-inflicted injury. The teen's mother, Jeannie Chambers, had said she knew her son was being harassed for being gay, but she didn't realize the extent of the bullying. QC Pride Incorporated is organizing Tuesday's vigil. The Quad City Times reports that it's set for 7:30 p.m. at the Vanderveer Botanical Park. Sarah Jessica Parker, Kerry Washington, and Forrest Whitaker are signing up for a new initiative with the Obama administration to adopt failing schools and help them turn around by integrating arts education throughout the schools. Today, the President's Committee on the Arts and the Humanities will announce a new turnaround arts initiative for 8 schools with officials from the White House and U.S. Department of Education. Artist Chuck Close, cellist Yo-Yo Ma, dancer Damian Wetzel, and actress Alfre Woodward are also adopting schools in the 2-year program. Organizers selected low-performing, high-poverty elementary and middle schools to participate. They're located in several cities, including Des Moines. Each school was receiving a federal school improvement grant to help boost achievement. Some 220 members of the Iowa National Guard have returned home from Afghanistan. The 132nd Fighter Wing arrived in Des Moines late Saturday after several flight delays. Tina Klaus of Omaha told the Des Moines Register that the wait was well worth it to see her husband, Lieutenant Colonel Brian Klaus. She said their children, ages 11 and 7, had been looking forward to it all day, and they would have been there even if the wait extended into Sunday. 50 members of the unit were sent to Afghanistan in November. The rest deployed in February. The 1,000-member unit has flown more than 8,000 combat missions. Congress is considering a proposal to cut the size of the unit and remove its 21 F-16 fighter jets in favor of unmanned drones. Graduates of the Carson Macedonia and Riverside School System have been invited to attend the 2012 Carson Macedonia Alumni Banquet, scheduled to take place May the 25th at the Carson Community Center. The event starts at 6 p.m. with a social hour, with a dinner served by Hodges Smokehouse Catering from Minden beginning at 7 p.m. on the 25th of May. Honored guests will include the 50-year class of 1962 and all graduates of the Cumberland Macedonia Riverside School System from past years. All guests will be honored throughout the evening by recognizing their years of graduation. Entertainment for the evening will be provided by the quartet Reconciled from the Wilson Performing Arts Center in Red Oak. Tickets are $15 per person. To reserve your place at the banquet, you can call Pat Perry at 712-484-3450 or Jackie Fox at 712-484-3873 by no later than May the 15th. Dozens of solar panels and a 100-foot-tall wind turbine will help the Maharishi University of Management's Sustainable Living Center in Fairfield be among the state's most efficient buildings. University officials dedicated the building on Friday, showing off a building that also makes use of technology such as a heat pump, geothermal tubing, and careful placement of windows to maximize the use of daylight. Maharishi University Executive Vice President Craig Pearson expressed hope that the center would help other builders learn about sustainable options and build more environmentally friendly structures. When the solar panels and turbine produce more power than needed for the building, the energy will be sent to the campus grid and used for other buildings. Elsewhere in state news, a 3-year-old boy has been flown to an Iowa City hospital after he was struck by a car northwest of Quasqueton in eastern Iowa. Buchanan County Sheriff's deputies say the boy was struck around 3:15 p.m. Sunday after he ran into a street. He was then taken to the Buchanan County Health Center in Independence and flown in critical condition to the University of Iowa Hospitals and Clinics. His name was not released. The Buchanan County Sheriff's Office is investigating that incident. Taking a look at world headlines at this hour, he's in an undisclosed location, can't have any guns, and is on a curfew. Those are some of the conditions that must be met by the community watch volunteer who fatally shot an unarmed Florida teen. George Zimmerman has been free on bail since around midnight. Officials aren't discussing his location because of security concerns. Dogs trained for urban rescue are being used in Tucson, Arizona, in the search for a 6-year-old girl who police say was last seen by her family on Friday night. Dogs were brought from the FBI's Virginia headquarters. A 3-mile area has already been searched for first grader Isabel Mercedes Celis. Students at some schools in parts of western Pennsylvania are getting a snow day after a spring break. That's because their area could see more than 5 inches of snow today. A nor'easter is also generating lots of rain from the Jersey Shore to southern New England. It's feared that the wet, heavy snow could cause power outages by downing power lines. News time is 8:10.
Hi, this is Jesse with the TV Store in Atlantic. Is your internet connection driving you up the wall, off more than it's on, constantly buffering when you're trying to watch a video, slower than slow, or just no service at all at your home? Well, I have a solution for you. Dish High-Speed Internet, powered by Xceed. Dish High-Speed Internet is satellite internet at its best, with download speeds up to 12 megs. That's fast. With Xceed, an optional wireless router, all your toys can connect to the internet, including your smartphones, iPad, Kindle, TV, DVD player, and even your computer. The system includes a dish assembly and a modem, which is installed for you. Stop at the TV store, your local dish authorized retailer, 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic, or call 712-243-3032 for all the details on how to truly get high-speed internet from Xceed and Dish Network. Not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary. Visit your authorized dish retailer for availability, details, terms and conditions, and Viasat's data allowance policy.
In the funeral announcements, Lois Gross, age 82, of Fontenelle, died Thursday at her sister's home in Edina, Minnesota. Funeral services for Lois Gross will be today at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. Rolf Stierle, age 74, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Rolf Stierle will be held today at 10:30 at the Brayton Lutheran Church. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. David L. Nelson, age 75, of Atlantic, died Thursday at his home. Funeral services for David Nelson will be held today at 11 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Dennis Reha, age 70, of Adair, died Thursday at Mercy Hospital in Des Moines. Funeral services for Dennis Reha will be this afternoon at 2 o'clock at St. John's Catholic Church in Adair. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Adair has arrangements. Pamela Lynn Jensen, age 48, of Menlo, died Friday. A funeral mass for Pamela Jensen will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the All Saints Catholic Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Nadine Wheeler, age 86, of Exira, died Saturday at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Nadine Wheeler will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Exira Christian Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Dean Cooper, age 82, of Greenfield, died Friday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Dean Cooper will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Francis Keaton, age 90, of Redfield, died Friday at the Stewart Community Care Center. Funeral services for Francis Keaton will be on Wednesday at 10 o'clock at the Redfield United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Norma Jean Southman, age 83, of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Norma Jean Southman will be held on Thursday at 10:30 at the St. John's United Church of Christ, south of Lyman. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Mildred L. Betts, age 93, of Panora, died Saturday at her home. Funeral services for Mildred Betts will be on Thursday at 11 a.m. at the First Christian Church in Panora. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Maxine Morrison, age 90, of Griswold, died Saturday at her home. Funeral services for Maxine Morrison are currently pending at the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. And Jean Nancaro, age 92, of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Funeral services for Jean Nancaro will take place at the United Church of Christ in Atlantic. The date and time are currently pending. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. Our news was brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon wireless agent, Dish Network, and DirecTV satellite systems dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.